Hi, I am Dick Needleman, health reporter with this week's Healthy Asheville Health Report. I've got a big report this week of five COVID-related events that have occurred in Buncombe County in North Carolina and in our country. These topics include infections, hospitalizations, ICU admissions, testing, and face masks. In local news, on January 11th, the Department of Health and Human Services and Public Health Director Stacy Saunders posted the weekly Buncombe County COVID-19 Community Update. She said that, quote, "This is the time for people in the community to think about how to reduce your risk and protect your health. This should include limiting interactions with others when possible," unquote. There is an increase in the COVID-19 case rate, hospitalizations, and ICU admissions this week. The case rate is up by 40%. Percent positivity is rapidly rising to 20%, well above the 5% level, indicative of a high transmission rate. Unvaccinated people represent 80% of the hospitalizations and 88% of ICU admissions due to COVID-19 in North Carolina. The Department of Health and Human Services recommends that everyone should get vaccinated and boosted when eligible. Get tested if exposed to someone with COVID-19 or have symptoms. Wear a mask correctly when in public indoor spaces. Stacy Saunders declares that, quote, "Our community is working hard to support testing and vaccination needs," unquote. Vaccination sites, testing sites, and home testing kits can be located through the Department of Health and Human Services. On January 18th, the Department of Health and Human Services and Public Health Director Stacy Saunders posted the weekly Buncombe County COVID-19 Community Update. She said that, quote, "Omicron is certainly showing us its power to infect our community and communities across the U.S., unquote. There is an increase in the COVID-19 case rate, hospitalizations, and ICU admissions this week. The case rate is up by 26%. Last week it was up by 40%. Percent positivity is rising to 22.9%. Well above the 5% level, indicative of a high transmission rate. Most new cases are between the ages of 25 to 49, and children ages 0 through 17 have the second largest number of new cases. Unvaccinated people represent 77% of the hospitalizations and 87% of ICU admissions due to COVID-19 in North Carolina. The Department of Health and Human Services recommends get vaccinated and boosters when eligible. Get tested if exposed to someone with COVID-19 or have symptoms. Stay at home if you are not feeling well, even with a negative COVID test. Wear a mask when in public indoor spaces. Vaccination sites, testing sites, and home testing kits can be located through the Department of Health and Human Services. A new federal government policy allows every home in the U.S. to order 4 free at-home COVID tests. To make a request, go to www.covidtests.gov. In health news about face masks, at the January 5th media question and answer session, Buncombe County Public Health Director Stacy Saunders encouraged the use of medical-grade face masks over cloth masks. At the recent January 12th media question and answer session, she said that the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services has recently sent N95 medical-grade face masks to Buncombe County. These masks will be distributed with 5,000 newly arrived home testing kits. Buncombe County will join Milwaukee, New York City, Salt Lake City, and Connecticut in giving out free N95 face masks to its residents. Wearing a face mask is still considered one of the most important public health measures to lessen the spread of COVID-19. It needs to be worn correctly over the nose and mouth to be effective. In response to the recent surge of infections, the Buncombe County Board extended the face mask policy for indoor public spaces, and on January 14th, the CDC posted new guidelines that cloth masks are not as effective as surgical masks or N95 respirators. The agency recommends that Americans, quote, "wear the most protective mask that fits well and that you can wear consistently," unquote. An N95 respirator is considered the gold standard of medical-grade face masks. for the ability to block 95% of very small particles and 99.8% of smaller particles the size of the COVID-19 virus because of its high filtration capacity and snug facial fit. In contrast, two-layer cotton masks only stop 40 to 60%. N95s has also been shown to be the most effective face covering at suppressing the transmission of the more contagious Delta and Omicron strains. In a recent op-ed in the Washington Post, the authors write that, quote, "The masks are easy to breathe in, and they're easy to find now, too," unquote. The KN95 mask is a face covering that looks similar to the N95 and is almost as effective. KN95 masks are better than surgical masks and cloth masks. In health news about free at-home COVID-19 tests. On January 14th, the White House announced that all Americans can order free at-home COVID-19 tests at covidtests.gov beginning January 19th. Last month, the Biden administration purchased 500 million rapid antigen at-home test kits in response to a shortage due to the recent surge of infections. The United States Postal Service will send 4 free test kits to valid residential addresses and will ship them in 7 to 12 days. Hawaii Senator Brian Schatz posted a tweet that said, quote, "I just ordered at-home COVID tests and it was super easy," unquote. The website opened one day early in order to identify any glitches and already had hundreds of thousands of hits by early evening. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that, quote, "We can't guarantee there won't be a bug or two," unquote. People living in different units in the same apartment building have reported to be rejected because of duplicate addresses. The federal government website recommends that people should take an at-home test if they have had symptoms, or at least 5 days after they come in close contact with someone with COVID-19. Or before they gather with people who are not fully vaccinated and boosted or at risk for severe disease. The free at-home tests can be easily obtained by phone or at the pharmacy. The federal government plans to set up a call line to order the tests. Per a recent federal government policy, private health insurance is required to cover the cost up to $12 per test and up to 8 tests a month. In health news about free COVID tests and face masks, federal, state, and county government have recently started programs to facilitate the distribution of free at-home tests and free N95 medical-grade face masks to all Americans in response to the increased demand for tests and masks due to the recent surge of COVID-19 infections. At the January 19th media question and answer session, Buncombe County Public Health Director Stacy Saunders said that the county will distribute 5,000 free at-home COVID test kits with free N95 face masks. One half of the supply will be distributed to equity-focused community organizations, and the other half will be distributed to the general population. The North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services has begun programs for free PCR tests. At-home tests can be ordered on their website, and in-person testing is offered at UNCA. A January 19th county newsletter said that, quote, "In response to high demand for testing and a surge in COVID-19 cases, more testing opportunities are opening up in Buncombe County," unquote. More information on COVID testing in Buncombe County is available on the Health and Human Services website. On January 14th, the White House announced a new federal program that will allow all Americans to order free at-home COVID-19 tests at covidtests.gov, beginning January 19th. On January 19th, the White House announced a new federal program that will make free, high-quality, medical-grade N95 face masks available to all Americans at pharmacies and community health centers nationwide. The federal government encourages each person to wear the most protective mask because of the recent highly contagious Omicron strain. Quote, "We know that these masks provide better protection than cloth masks," unquote, said Dr. Tom Inglesby, the administration's COVID testing coordinator. This has been Dick Needleman with the Healthy Asheville Health Report. Let's keep Asheville healthy. For questions, feedback, comments, and more, please email me at healthyashville@ashvillefm.org.